In the day's other headlines, President Biden suggested he might not have run for re-election if former President Trump weren't in the race. Mr. Biden spoke this afternoon outside of Boston. He told a crowd at a campaign fundraiser, quote, "If Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. We cannot let him win." Mr. Trump currently holds a wide lead in the Republican presidential field. The House of Representatives will vote next week on formally authorizing an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Republican-led committees have been investigating business dealings of Biden family members for months. But Speaker Mike Johnson said today the White House has balked at providing information.
And the House has no choice if it's going to follow its constitutional responsibility to formally adopt an impeachment inquiry on the floor so that when the subpoenas are challenged in court, we'll be at the apex of our constitutional authority. It will be a movement of a vote of the full House.
So far, the investigation has not produced any direct evidence against President Biden. North Carolina Republican Patrick McHenry now says he won't run for re-election to the House after all. The 10-term congressman had served as interim speaker in October until Republicans chose a permanent speaker. After that, he said he'd seek another term next year. Today, he said, quote, "I believe there's a season for everything, and for me, this season has come to an end." McHenry's statement gave no reason for his change of heart. FBI Director Christopher Wray urged Congress today to renew the Bureau's authority for surveillance without warrants outside the U.S. That authority comes from Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Wray told a Senate hearing that letting warrantless wiretaps lapse at the end of the month would amount to unilateral disarmament.
702 allows us to stay a step ahead of foreign actors located outside the United States who pose a threat to national security. And the expiration of our 702 authorities would be devastating to the FBI's ability to protect Americans from those threats.
Both Republicans and Democrats are pressing for changes in the program. They've cited concerns that FBI analysts improperly accessed data on Americans during the January 6th riots and racial justice protests. A top European Union official has issued a stark security warning for the holidays. That follows a weekend attack in Paris. One person was stabbed and killed at the Eiffel Tower, and two others injured with a hammer by a man who'd pledged allegiance to the extremist Islamic State. Today in Brussels, the European Home Affairs Commissioner said there is, quote, "a huge risk of terrorist attacks in Europe during the Christmas season." The German Interior Minister agreed.
This brutal violence shows just how acute and how serious the threat posed by Islamist terrorism is currently in the EU, not only in Germany, but also in all neighboring countries. And the war in Gaza and Hamas's terror are exacerbating this situation.
The European Commission now plans to spend more than $30 million on additional security, especially for places of worship. Close to 400 Rohingya refugees are still stranded tonight off the coast of Thailand. UN officials say they've been at sea for 2 weeks and some of them may die due to lack of food and water if they're not rescued soon. The refugees are adrift in the Andaman Sea, about 200 miles offshore, after fleeing crowded camps in Bangladesh. There is fresh data that shows students worldwide suffered unprecedented learning losses during the pandemic. The Program for International Student Assessment reports average math scores in 2022 fell 15 points from 4 years earlier. Average reading scores during that same period were down 10 points. The findings are based on testing of 15-year-olds in more than 80 countries, including the U.S. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 80 points to close at 36,124. The NASDAQ rose 44 points and the S&P 500 slipped 2. Still to come on the NewsHour, college leaders face congressional scrutiny about rising anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Vice President Harris makes history with a record-setting tiebreaker vote in the Senate. Tariq Black Thought Trotter of The Roots reflects on his impact on hip-hop in a new memoir, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.